Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I've always wanted to start a podcast like that. It'd probably be even more badass if I were to say it like James Bond says it. Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. Isn't that nice? By the way, today's podcast episode is explicit. It's explicit because we talk about things like earmuffs, kids, penis pumps, and erectile dysfunction, and enhancing libido, and even things like O shots into women's special areas. I don't know why I said special areas, because the kids have earmuffs on, so I'll just say it, vaginas. And yeah, a whole host of sexually related topics that I don't know. I mean, maybe you in your minivan with your six kids do want them to learn about these things from the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show. But perhaps you also don't want to have awkward conversations about sound wave therapy on one's genitals, which you are about to discover on today's show. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You gotta check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up, because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use a special form of a workout called a rehit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's 5-minute workout just 3 times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office. My cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. carolbike.com. In this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show.
As we age, we lose hormone. That's the nature of our hormone-producing organs. They start, they don't function as well. Some people lose the hormones quicker than others. And during that process, we start developing Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, diabetes, heart disease, frailty, fractured hips. Even cancer goes up as we age.
I think one day we will evolve. Maybe our organs will function by producing hormones and repairing itself in a much more efficient way. But I'm not going to wait 100,000 years. I know the benefits of this type of medicine now.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power, speed, mobility, balance. Whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now, on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Hey folks, it's Ben Greenfield here, and last month I actually hopped on an airplane and I flew down to Miami, Florida, where I underwent something I have never ever done before in my life. It was very unique. It was a special kind of protocol. Technically, from what I understand, it's called extracorporeal shockwave therapy, also known as audio frequency shockwave therapy. And basically, although my guest and the physician on today's podcast is going to be able to explain the nitty-gritty science behind this, the idea is that this technique uses mild acoustical waves to shock a guy or a girl's genitals, either back to life in a case of things like, you know, low libido or erectile dysfunction or even you know, small size, or to turn somebody into the equivalent of, pardon the expression, a total sex machine with more blood flow and bigger size and better orgasms and a lot of the things that I personally have had the pleasure of experiencing since I went down to Florida. So I was pretty happy with my personal results, as was my wife. And I was so happy that I wanted to get the doc who oversaw this procedure and went through the whole protocol with me on today's podcast. So whether you're a man or a woman, if you're interested in enhancing your sex life, or you want to like build new blood vessels, or you want to fix libido and sexual issues, you know, anything from, you know, orgasms that you want to make better to erectile dysfunction, this one's going to be a must listen for you. Granted, if you have kids in your minivan, this might be one that you either want to skip with them, or else you might want to simply get ready to explain a few little things to them as we go along. But my guest is Dr. Richard Gaines, and he's actually the chief medical officer at this age management medical practice company called Health Gains, which is where I visited when I went down to Florida, even though they have clinics all over the country that do the protocol that I just told you about and that you're going to learn more about. Miami, Florida is where I went because I wanted to see the man himself who you're about to listen to. And he is a leading practitioner of the pretty rapidly evolving science of physician-guided age management, or what you might know as like anti-aging protocols. And he's been involved in everything from bioidentical hormone therapy to the type of things we talk about today since the early 90s. So he has a 30 plus year career as a physician, as a healthcare exec. He's worked at a ton of different hospitals. He's a member of the American College for Advancement in Medicine, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, the Institute for Functional Medicine, the Age Management Medicine Group. And he's really a pioneer in the use of this protocol that we're going to talk about, called Gaines Wave, and also hormone replacement therapy. So this one's going to be a pretty fun podcast. I had a very interesting time down there in Florida. I spent an hour with Dr. Gaines in his office, and he's just like a wealth of information on everything from anti-aging to sexual performance and beyond. So Dr. Gaines, welcome to the show, man.
Ben, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're covered in snow up here right now. I think it's about 15 degrees, so I'm a little bit jealous about you being...
And we got sunny in 75.
Exactly. No, I actually, when I was down there visiting you and having the procedure done at the office, that was one thing that I did a couple of times was those hour-long walks just soaking in the sunshine, getting my vitamin D. Yeah. So... anyways, though, you know, where I want to start, if you're game, Dr. Gaines, is most of the time when guys especially think about fixing things like erectile dysfunction or boosting libido or, you know, becoming, you know, like I just talked about, like a sex machine or enhancing orgasm or something, they think of the little blue pill, right? Like taking Viagra or Cialis or something else like that. Just to set the tone here, how many guys are currently using something like that?
It's incredible. This since PDE5 inhibitors, or you know, things like Viagra and Cialis and Tadalafil, since these pharmaceuticals were FDA approved in the mid 90s, it has turned into today a $5 billion industry, and they actually put $500 million in advertising to brand Viagra. I mean, think about it. Everyone, 100% of people in this country knows what Viagra is. The ingredient in Viagra has been become generic. The use has been widespread. So it's even more available. More people are using this. And you know, just by definition, 40-50% of men between the ages of, well, over the age of 40, have erectile dysfunction or some sort of loss of sexual energy.
40-50%.
Yes, it's unbelievable, and it might be higher because most of this type of thing goes unreported.
Well, what about younger guys too? Because you know, for example, like I have friends, you know, and I'm not gonna name them on the show, unfortunately, yeah. Guys. Yeah. I'm not gonna make you famous on the Ben Greenfield Fitness podcast by talking about your erectile problems. But I have friends. You know, I'm 34, and not only do I have friends who have this issue, and some of them are in their upper 20s, but I mean, even myself, like I've noticed, like the past 3 or 4 years, you know, and again, I don't want to get super crass on the podcast, but I don't get as hard as I used to, right? Like it just doesn't happen. So I'm curious, like how many guys Absolutely. Who are even under the age of 40 or 50 are having these kind of issues?
You know, since I've been in this field for a long time, I also treat hormones, wellness, other things. And I have the luxury of spending extra time with my patients. One of their goals always is to increase energy and sexual energy, as well as body composition, et cetera. But sexual energy was always in the top three. And I realized at that point I needed to come up with something or learn a lot about natural products that can enhance sexual energy. There's so many benefits of having good sexual energy. It's associated with less, with a lower incidence of heart attack, a lower incidence of even cancer, better psychological health. It improves exercise tolerance. There's 40 or 50 reasons why we need to maintain our sexual energy. And it's sort of over the years, I've actually developed a big interest in helping sexual energy in both men and women.
It's kind of interesting. By the way, sorry to interrupt, but I mean, like, you talk about sexual energy, and I think a lot of people think about sexual energy as just like being able to have sex. But, you know, what I've noticed, and it's been in large part since I got back from your clinic, is that using the protocol that we did, and we can delve into the details of that protocol later on and like how it works from a physiological standpoint. But sexual energy, you know, as you've just alluded to, like it seems to like transmutate or cause changes in other areas of your life that go way beyond the bedroom. Like, for example, on my Wednesday night tennis matches, I've been way more competitive, way more focused, way more I way more like motivated to win. I've had more energy when I get up in the morning. Like there's all of these things that, you know, all this energy you kind of harness in your groin, I guess, where, you know, when maybe it's a little bit of a Chinese medicine thing, but when your yin or your yang or your blood flow or your meridians or your chakras or whatever you want to call it in that region are cut off, it seems to affect a lot of other parts of your life.
I really think so as well. I mean, honestly, we don't know. You know, we know it's associated with all good things. What comes first, the good things, or whether the sexual energy comes first, they are associated together. So sexual energy can make your day at work much more pleasant. It can make your confidence and your motivation improve, as you just mentioned. So it's a very important thing. And it goes down over the years naturally because of other reasons, maybe the environment, maybe hormones that are decreasing. You know, as humans, we're not meant to live much past 30. Really, 20,000 years ago, we put the kids up in the cave, we helped the grandchildren, and in times of famine, the tribe would move away, usually in the wintertime, leave grandma and grandpa behind. The fossil evidence shows that grandma and grandpa were 26 to 30 years old. There was no need to have our organs function much past the age of 30. So it took 4 million years to evolve to the caveman days. We're only 20,000 years beyond that. I think one day we will evolve. Maybe our organs will function by producing hormones and repairing itself in a much more efficient way. But I'm not going to wait 100,000 years. I know the benefits of this type of medicine now.
Yeah, and it is kind of interesting. I think you and I were talking about this in your office about how we're kind of programmed to just like die once we get past our era of enhanced fertility, because we're theoretically, like from an evolutionary standpoint, we're not necessarily equipped to propagate the population anymore. And so, you know, nature it has kind of like built in this mechanism to throw us away. And part of that is like decreased fertility, decreased, you know, quality of orgasms, because you technically wouldn't want sex to feel as good, decreased libido, et cetera, in both men and women. And the fact is, you know, we live in an era where we kind of want to fight that. Like I want to have sex when I'm 70 and 80 and 90, even if nature doesn't want me to.
And the evidence shows those who are having sex in their 70s and 80s and 90s are actually, and it also correlates with longevity.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
so,
really,
you know, I recommend, of course, natural ways of extending our health span. And one of them is, you know, sexual energy, as well as all these other, you know, nutrition, of course, and you know a lot about that stuff, nutrition and hormones and stuff like that. They all need to be optimized for us to function maximally and enjoy life.
No, I've got another question about like the pill, about Viagra, about Cialis. Obviously, guys take it. A lot of guys take it. And again, like, yeah. I have friends who are like in their upper 20s who are hooked on the stuff, and that's the only way they can get it up now. But what about, like, is there an equivalent of that for women? Like, are women taking things to enhance libido, or is it just hormone replacement therapy for women?
Well, you know, unfortunately, most of the research has been done pharmacologically on men, and there are some things that the women can do, but everybody's looking for that magic pill. And big pharma, that's how they make their money. They patent a pill that they teach doctors how to prescribe it, and the doctors will prescribe it to their patients, and artificially create this, let's say, sexual energy. Well, women they've come out with something called phendanserin, which was approved, I believe, in October of last year. I say last year, 2016, and it actually has not worked. Most women do not appreciate more desire or have better sexual energy. As a matter of fact, what it is, it's an SSRI, which is like Prozac. So
really,
So what are they? You know, what are they doing here? Big Pharma's just getting in on it.
Okay, so what you're saying is the current equivalent of Viagra or Cialis for women is operating the same as an SSRI antidepressant.
That's what they want to brand. Yes, that's what Big Pharma wants to brand. It's phendanserin. I actually forgot the pretty name for it.
How are you saying that? Phendanserin?
It's phendanserin.
Okay, phendanserin. Got it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I've actually prescribed it because I thought it might work, but it doesn't, and I have better things to recommend to my patients.
Yeah, it's called Adii. Is that how you pronounce it? Like what
that
it's sold
is. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, unfortunately, there's a difference between conventional medicine, of course, and what I practice are homeopathic and integrative functional medicine. In conventional medicine, they treat disease with a pill. You come in, you're diseased, you have a problem, they'll throw a pill at you. In alternative therapies, age management, things that I'm practicing, we look for the root cause of the issue and prevent the need for these pills that doctors are taught to prescribe. Now, I was once a conventional guy, so I know a lot about this, and I loved pharmacology. One of the reasons I went into anesthesia is because I saw I pushed pharmacology to see things happen very quickly. And you know, also in anesthesia, I was doing a good service. It was good. It was a good pharmacology. You know, anesthesia for surgery. But doctors only know how to patch. They only know how to put a Band-Aid on things, and they don't really recommend helping you cure.
Yeah, interesting. So when we look at something like an SSRI, I've talked about this on previous podcasts, how it can really affect neurotransmitters, you know, cause depression, cause anxiety, you know, decrease your ability to be able to respond to serotonin and dopamine properly when used long term, and, you know, even create like increased risk for suicide, et cetera. So it's no secret that it sounds like the women's version of Viagra would definitely not be something to use. But something I always wonder about, Dr. Gaines, is like with Viagra, for example. You know, I use like beetroot and I use arugula and I use all these things that, you know, kind of are like, you know, Viagra in food, right? Like it's just like nitric oxide and blood flow enhancers,
Absolutely. Et cetera.
It's like Viagra for your whole body.
Yep.
Does Viagra have any deleterious side effects, or is it just operating the same as like beetroot or arugula?
Well, you know, actually I prefer, of course, beetroot and arugula and, niacin and things that actually enhance, other things that enhance nitric oxide production. But Viagra, since it is a drug, it does have side effects and very common side effects. It has a certain mechanism which can create headaches. It can create nausea, reflux, esophagitis, backaches, muscle pain, you know, flushing and nasal congestion. It actually can cause transient blindness in some patients. I had a patient who actually came to me because he had this issue, where he had first tried Tadalafil or Cialis, and he had blurred vision for a day and a half. And he said he didn't want to do that anymore. So we talked about other alternatives.
That's actually really interesting. I did a test with Viagra once. I actually used Carmagra, right, which is like the Indian version of that, because I learned of its performance enhancing effects, specifically for cyclists. So I tried it just to see what it felt like during a bike ride.
Yep.
And it actually felt, you know, similar to when I take like a bunch of beetroot or a bunch of nitric oxide. And that night I was in bed reading and I couldn't make out the words, right? Like my vision was super blurry. It was really weird. And the other thing, you know, I know this about Viagra. It's kind of similar like modafinil, right? Like the smart drug, which actually works. Mm-hmm. Like you get freaking like modafinil, Adderall, any of those, you know, they are limitless pill, but they have a huge liver pass. They can be hepatotoxic. Like when you use them long term, your liver takes like huge kick in the side.
These are molecules that the human body is not familiar with. I mean, it's not like eating beetroot or lettuce or food. It's actually, these are foreign substances to our digestive tract. And we have to process them and use enzymes to break these things down. And as a result, there are side effects.
You don't find sildenafil in nature, right? Like, which is the active ingredient in Viagra.
No, you don't. It's contrived.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump into this deal. So I went down to your clinic, And it was kind of, I mean, frankly, it was a totally weird experience for me, right? Like I went into the office and first I sat down with you for like an hour and you talked to me about hormones and sexual performance and anti-aging. And we actually had a really fascinating discussion. But then I went into the little side room. And in this case, worked with a nurse and I had to put like the numbing cream on. And then I basically just sat back for 20 minutes while she used like this wand and did sound wave therapy on me. And it was really interesting. And first of all, before I let you take the reins here and explain to me how this actually works, this pulse wave therapy, I had like that night, I was like a 12-year-old boy, like all night. I mean, not when I was like, well, I had dinner with my grandma that night. So it wasn't like I was sitting there at the Cuban restaurant we ate at with a boner, but, for that night and it's still happening, right? Like we're what? That was like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I wake up every morning, with a hard on. When I wake up during the night, to go to the bathroom or whatever, I have a hard on. My penis is big. It is vascular. Like I don't know what you did to me down there, but ultimately like it's something that goes way above and beyond something like a Viagra, for example. So tell me how this actually works. Like what did you do to my dick, Dr. Gaines?
Sorry. And for you, that was only one treatment. We offer a package, which I, the protocol, which we'll talk
about. Oh yeah. I mean, I was there 20 minutes.
Yeah. We just showed you once. And I can tell you there are, we have early responders and late responders. Obviously, you're an early responder. We have people who attest to the same thing you've just described to me. And this technology is not new. It's been around for a while, shockwave therapy. It's actually, there are over 40 studies that are published specifically for erectile dysfunction. These studies are done in Scandinavia, a lot in China, University of California, in conjunction with University of Peking. There's a lot of studies in many studies in Israel. They all show the benefits of using shockwave therapy on the penis to increase blood flow, sensitivity, and even nerve growth. What it really is it's acoustic waves. There's no electricity or anything here. It's just an acoustic wave, like a jackhammer sort of, but of course much finer tuned. That is applied to the penis. It can be a little uncomfortable if you don't have that cream, the numbing cream that you put on. Some people don't need the numbing cream, but we do it just for precaution. And, it feels like a sort of like somebody pulling hairs, maybe, which can be unpleasant.
Actually, for a couple hours after I had it done, I was kind of freaking out because I kept forgetting that I had put that numbing cream on before, and I'm like, they destroyed me. I'm like, I can't feel anything. Exactly. And then once the numbing cream wears off, it's like the complete opposite effect, and you could just like feel everything, and you're super sensitive. And I mean, like when I got home the next night, and arrived home to my wife, I mean, like sex was just like freaking amazing. I was like super, super duper sensitive. But what happens? Like what's going on when these sound waves, when these pulse waves are, when you expose like a male or a female's genitals to these pulse waves?
Yeah. I think it would be best if I could explain some of the history here. I happen to like history. And this technology began, believe it or not, with the observation during World War II in Germany, when people were submerged in water, where soldiers were submerged in water and a depth charge went off. What they saw is no external damage, but they were totally damaged and dead, basically, because they burst their lungs and liver and everything. The Germans put a lot of money in research, trying to, also when tanks were hit. It also happened when tanks were hit externally. The guys, even though the ballistic missile didn't, or whatever it was, didn't penetrate the tank, the men inside were dead. Because of internal injury. So they did a lot of research on this in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And in 1970, they dissolved their first kidney stone. It's called lithotripsy. That is extracorporeal shockwave therapy. What they noticed during subsequent years is that, of course, now it's, by the way, lithotripsy is now the gold standard to dissolve kidney stones. And in other words, urologists are all on board with this, with lithotripsy anyway, because they don't have to cut, they don't have to do anything invasive. As a matter of fact, it's called Dornier lipotriptor, and it was FDA approved in the mid 80s. It takes us that long to approve these things. Now it's perfected, and they offer it for anybody who has a kidney stone that's accessible by shockwave therapy. Anyway,
so you're just basically using like sound waves to break up a kidney stone.
Right. They're sound waves that are actually focused onto the stone. Now, this is a bit different. Over the years, they've realized uses for orthopedics and most recently for vascular regeneration, even for heart coronary health, believe it or not. And they've done studies on pigs showing the increased vascularity after applying this to the surface of the heart. They would grow new blood vessels. Erectile function has been now studied for over 15 years with shockwave therapy, and the improvements in these studies show up to 80% improvement over a period of 2 years. So it's pretty remarkable that it has been in Europe and other countries, but not here in the United States. It's almost like nobody knows about it. I tweaked the protocols. I went through all the studies. I tweaked the protocols, put it together so that, and listened to my patients, and I put it together so that I can, so that I make it work. It works in my patients about 85%. Of course, there are specific reasons for having ED. The most common reason is vasculogenic, which is vascular. Lowered blood flow. As we age, our vessels become a little
right.
bit diseased. It has some calcium inside of it. No matter what your age,
it's like the what I've heard is like the canary in the coal mine, right? So when you get erectile dysfunction or ED, it can be an indicator that you're going to have a heart attack soon, because it is a sign, like as the canary in the coal mine, that you have lack of blood flow and poor cardiovascular health.
Absolutely.
And eventually, like the ED comes first and the heart attack comes later.
Yeah, Ben, you know, because even doctors don't know, but there's a major study that's been done actually just recently. I believe it was published last year, showing that if you do have ED, you have coronary artery disease, and probably should undergo a coronary catheterization. Now, this is in selected cases, of course, people over 50 and people with other signs and symptoms of heart disease. But it indicates that your vessels are aging. You might come up with a question like, okay, if you do Gainswave therapy and everything's working down there, then you won't know you have heart disease. Well, I think at one point, when this becomes accepted, when Gainswave therapy becomes accepted, and it's a game changer. I believe it's going to be used for coronary revascularization, non-invasive. So they can focus it
really?
Through your chest on your coronaries and actually clear up those blood vessels too. So
this could be used. This could be used for heart health as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's evidence.
Interesting.
There's evidence in there's animal study evidence. There's actually human studies that have been done for chest pain, which improves, but not really documenting any revascularization. Now, for the penis, we know that there is revascularization. They've done Doppler flow studies. They have ways of measuring blood flow to the penis and pelvis before and after this type of therapy, and they showed an increased flow.
Here's the problem. I've never so until I went down to the clinic in Florida, I had never heard of this. Until your team reached out to me and wanted me to trial this protocol, like all I'd ever heard of was Viagra, Cialis, and of course like beetroot and nitric oxide and mm-hmm. Tongkata Li and Sestanche and some of these like Chinese herbal compounds to increase blood flow. But I've talked to a lot of docs, and I've talked to a lot of like anti-aging docs, and I've never heard of this. Why is it that more physicians either don't know about this or don't do it?
That question is it's a very good question. My answer to that is probably big pharma, because they must have, there must be a reason. I have an FDA approved machine. It's approved for plantar fasciitis. But it's FDA approved. I use an FDA approved machine to treat erectile dysfunction, and there are no other machines approved. This is the only one. You don't want anyone using a focused machine, because you can do a lot of damage because you don't have kidney stones in your penis. But if you use the right machine, it will work. As far as what was the question? It was actually
Why don't more docs do this?
Oh, right. Well, more docs don't do this in this country because it hasn't been basically permitted. That's what I think. I think that no one has taken this seriously enough to do trials in this country. Now, they are beginning to. I can tell you, University of California actually has another study done on rats where they've actually injured the nerves to the penis, applied shockwave therapy, sacrificed the rats, and showed that the nerves were growing back after a period of 4 weeks. So there's definitely some tissue. There's things happening at the tissue level. We know it. It's actually been detailed over the last 6 years on actually what's happening with, of course, cell signaling and stem cell activation, fibroblast activation, things like that. But we know that it grows tissue, and it grows beneficial tissue and aids in repair. So I'm very excited about this. It's really a game changer. I want it to get out there. I am, as far as Gainswave goes, I'm training physicians now on a biweekly basis. Physicians fly from all over the country, and I sit with them and train them didactic and then practical. I have patients, believe me, I have enough patients who want to do this. So we line them up, and I have each one of these physicians demonstrate that they can handle this machine properly. And so,
and you do the same thing with women too?
Yes. Well, what's interesting is that there's not one study on females. It's unbelievable. There's over 41 studies done for men, not one study on. Now, the first, the sexual response is very complicated, but we know that blood flow is one of the first responses to desire and sexual energy, okay? Blood flow.
Right.
We know it increases the vascularity and the health of the tissues. Why shouldn't it work in women? I have offered it. I am doing a study on women now. I've offered it actually free to my female patients. Now, they're a different animal. They're semi-excited about it, and not all of them take advantage of my offer. But I have 15 women who were following along, and we've been getting incredibly good results. And I am hoping to, with my network of physicians, actually publish a female study showing the benefits. So, and by the way, this is all natural. I'm not using any drugs.
So when you do it in females, is it the clitoris that you're doing the same protocol to?
Yeah, we have to be, we use a different tip on the machine. It's a little softer, but we do use use that tip on the clitoral region. We also do the anterior vaginal wall or the G-spot and the labia, okay? So
Isn't the G-spot inside?
It's inside. So we have we do put a condom on the device and put it on the interior vaginal wall.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And we've had
interesting. Sounds like a terribly unpleasant procedure for a woman to get essentially a vibrating device inserted into her G-spot.
I know
this procedure.
You would think, but I had one lady come in, and honestly, she had an orgasm on the table. So
that's what I was alluding to. I would actually expect women would be quite happy about this protocol.
Well, it's not, it does have that stinging sensation because it's so quick and powerful, but we use numbing cream as well. So,
Yeah. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You got to check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. Put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use a special form of a workout called a rehit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's 5-minute workout just 3 times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office, my cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. carolbike.com. I mean, I had the numbing cream on, and the nurse who was doing it to me, she kept asking me like, are you uncomfortable? Does this hurt? And I just kept saying no. So I think she wound up turning it up to full power by the end of my session. And honestly, like, I didn't think it hurt. I mean, it was a weird sensation. It's just like it's just like an intense vibration down there. And I
guess,
I mean, I'm used to doing electrical muscle stimulation, right? So I use these electrical muscle stimulators on my biceps and my shoulders and stuff for blood flow and injury. And so maybe it's because I'm used to that, but I thought it, I mean, I didn't orgasm or anything, but it was, probably because I had the numbing cream on, but it wasn't really like painful. It was just a weird feeling.
Yeah, I think I honestly don't have. I don't even use the cream when I've done it on myself, and I have all the benefits of it. And I can go pretty high, not all the way to the top, but I can go pretty high on the power. But we don't want guys to be nervous. We want to make it a pleasant experience. So the initial treatment is with the cream, and subsequently they say I don't want the cream, or you know, if they want to use the cream, we send them home with cream. They put it on, whatever.
But
what this does, we know that when you do one treatment, it stimulates these cells and the tissue growth and all the good stuff to happen between 4 and 12 weeks. It can happen immediately. There's early responders like you that have the good results because nitric oxide and all the other things that are happening. But we know tissue evidence shows that things are happening between 4 and 12 weeks after a single treatment. So it's exciting stuff.
Yeah. How often do you need to get it? And the reason I ask is like, I am still getting the results myself. And I don't know if it just like jump started some kind of a procedure and I only need to get it once because I'm a young, you know, I didn't have erectile dysfunction. I just wanted to go from, you know, good to great, so to speak.
Yeah,
right. Like,
yeah.
And that's what happened. But I mean, like, am I just like good to go now? Like, is this something people get like every month, every few weeks? Like, how does it work? And I guess specifically, how does it work for people with erectile dysfunction in terms of your recommended frequency? And then also for people, you know, like me who just want to be able to biohack the bedroom, so to speak.
Absolutely. I mean, we have, you know, honestly, I began this to help my patients who had erectile dysfunction. So, you know, these people, you know, I wanted to restore their erectile mechanism. And I got incredibly good results, probably on a number, you know, probably because of the blood vessels and nerve growth and the improvement of blood flow. I'm pretty sure that's the reason. Now, because of these guys, they've sent in their buddies, or they've sent in friends, acquaintances. They tell people that we have a natural way of doing this, which, by the way, most people don't talk about. Hey, listen, I'm taking Viagra. You should try it. You know, it's not something you're proud of necessarily, but this is something natural, and I find I get a lot of referrals. A lot of men come in after they've heard about it because they want to experience better sexual energy. Now, I have guys who come in who don't have any erectile dysfunction, but they demanded some sort of protocol. So I've developed, I offer it on a per-treatment basis, or what's been happening is, now again, my patients recommended this, once a month for 12 months. They just want to keep tuned up.
Once a month. Okay, cool. So people just like sign up for it. And you were mentioning, by the way, you train other docs to come down and do this. So you actually have clinics all around the U.S. at this point with doctors who are doing this protocol?
So it's expanding every week because we are taking names down. You know, the classes are packed. You know, I'm booked for 6 months already. So they want me to teach every week. I guess I'll have to do that sometime, or maybe rent a whole a whole auditorium somewhere. But yeah, these people come, and they're from Texas, California, various states in the Northeast and Northwest. I mean, we're basically dotted. We've dotted the whole country already since I've started training, and that's only been about 5 months.
Okay, got it. So first of all, and I've got some other pretty important questions about this stuff that I want to talk to you about. But if you're listening in right now, I'll put some links and some notes for you over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/gains. That's just like it sounds, G-A-I-N-E-S or G-A-I-N-S. Either way you want to spell it, it'll get you to the show notes. So go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/gains if you want to kind of like go check out one of these clinics. And by the way, I will also, in the show notes, if any of you want to go down and have this done by and meet with the man himself who you're listening to, Dr. Gaines, I'll put a discount code for any of you who just want to like go to Florida and get this done straight with Dr. Gaines. Dr. Gaines, so another question that I have for you is, you know, in terms of delivery of blood flow, how would this be any different than something you see marketed all over the place out there? And that would be just like a penis pump. Like, you know, you attach and you pump it up and down. It's supposed to increase blood flow. Like, how's this any different than just like, you know, hopping onto Amazon and buying yourself a little home toy?
Yeah, you know, that does have some benefits. I mean, honestly, you pump up penis, you put a constriction band on it, and here you are. You have a little balloon. When you take the band off, it comes down. You're not really enhancing the quality of your blood vessels, nerve tissue, or any tissue in your penis. But there is benefit. I don't want to, you know, downplay a penis pump. But this happens to treat the root cause. Gaines Waves treats the root cause of the issue.
Which would be the blood flow. Long-term vascular. So penis pump, basically you're getting blood flow to the area, but the Gaines Wave, you're actually developing new vascularity, new blood vessels.
Exactly. If you think about it, you know, the penis pump is sort of like Viagra in that these PDE5 inhibitors or these medications that dilate your pelvic blood vessels, specifically the penis, it forces blood into diseased vessels so that you get an erection. And maybe be able to maintain it. 40% of people don't even respond to PDE5 inhibitors. There are good studies showing that they don't respond to that, but they respond to Gaines Wave. So there's some good stuff happening here. And I treat the root cause, is what I'm trying to say. That's my whole philosophy.
Yeah. Yeah, got it. Because I know when you sat down with me, like we went way beyond just talking about like the protocol. Like you were talking to me about my diet and vitamin D intake, and you know some other factors. Definitely.
And I remember peptides. You were talking about peptides, which I happen to think are.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. We talked a little bit about BPC 157 and TB 500, which I've written other articles on about cool ways to heal up injuries. But a few questions that I have about like the protocols that you do. First of all, I mean, I know you guys do a ton of different protocols down there, you know, like hormone replacement therapy, bioidenticals, you know, and what is the difference though between, for example, you have a Gaines enhancement protocol and then a Gaines enhancement plus protocol.
Yeah.
Does that just mean you get the sound wave for a longer period of time, or what's the difference between those two?
Well, there's a couple of things. The Gaines enhancement is actually a platelet-rich plasma. Now, platelet angiospasm is where we take some blood from the patient, we spin it in a special centrifuge, and we take out, we separate growth factors. We re-inject those growth factors into strategic areas of the penis. These growth factors...
Seriously?
You're
injecting PRP. Oh, this is really interesting. See, like 10 years ago, when I was running a bunch of personal training studios and clinics here in Washington and Idaho, I partnered up with a local sports medicine doc. He was the lead doc for Ironman Triathlon, Dr. PZ Pierce. And he and I bought like one of the very first like PRP centrifuges. And when I would have like clients and I would have athletes, you know, triathletes with beat up knees and stuff like that come in, we'd take their blood, we'd pull it out. And it is totally legal, you know, like World Anti-Doping Association, USADA, et cetera. It's not a banned protocol, but we'd take their blood out, we'd spin it in a centrifuge, and then, you'd have like this little, like growth factor left over in the bottom of the spun tube, and we'd inject that into someone's knee or someone's like elbow for tennis elbow and stuff like that to vastly enhance the healing process. But what you're saying is you're doing the same thing to people's penises?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the results are pretty good. I don't think they're as good as Gainswave, but they're pretty good. What it does, these growth factors, some of them similar to the ones that are stimulated by Gainswave, but these growth factors stimulate the development of new tissue. That's been shown. There's 3,000 studies on PRP, on platelet-rich plasma. And yes, it's used in orthopedics a lot, and in shoulder joints and knee joints. I use it on my patients who have these issues. I don't advertise it, but I do it on my patients, my symmetric patients. But as far as the injections into the penis, that does enhance blood flow. And even size, if you think about it, even with the Gainswave, we are repairing and restoring blood vessel health, and we're creating new blood vessels. But blood has volume. When blood fills these new blood vessels, your penis will be bigger. As a matter of fact, I've seen in most of the patients over a period of the six treatments that we offer for a certain protocol, the external veins are much larger at the end of their treatment period.
Wow. So is that the P shot that you talk about on your website?
P shot with the injecting. Now the Gainswave Plus is a combination of the P shot and the Gainswave.
Now, what about for women? I noticed you have something called the O shot. Is that the same thing except for women, like a PRP injection into a woman's genitals?
Exactly. It doesn't sound pleasant, but it's done.
Where do you inject in women?
Well, for men, since I'm an anesthesiologist, I perfected a block. I do a block. It's painless. Okay. For women, it's impossible to do a block. Local lidocaine, which helps, but we inject the clitoris, we inject the anterior vaginal wall, and those two areas actually with their own PRP. Now it's
interesting. I never heard of this being done.
PRP is an
go ahead.
Yeah, PRP happens to be an FDA-approved, a substance because it's not altered. It's your own tissue. Why can't you get your own tissue? So you can put that stuff anywhere. We use it in scalps also to create hair growth. It's really remarkable. Wow. And it does require injections though, and they can be a bit unpleasant. Whereas Gainswave does not, and creates, I believe, even. I got more of a response as far as blood flow to the penis and sexuality than I do.
Wow, amazing. I never heard of platelet-rich plasma injections for the genitals. I'm intrigued. I may have to come back down to Florida and guinea pig that one. That sounds super interesting.
I tell you, I make it pleasant and painless. And by the way, you can use the equipment that evening.
Oh, wow. So you don't, like the numbing cream isn't something that has to stay on for like hours and hours after something like that.
I don't even recommend numbing cream. I do a block.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah. So how is this? Because like, you know, when I'm sitting on the airplane and I'm thumbing through the magazine, like I always come across that advertisement of like the super buff, like 70-year-old guy. And usually it's an advertisement for this company called Senogenics. And I know there's a lot of other anti-aging companies. That's just the one that comes to mind because I always see their advertisements. So apparently they have great marketing. How is what you do any different than what somebody would get done if they were to go to a company like, say, Senogenics?
Well, I can tell you, in my early years of getting into this type of field, the age management field, I trained at Cytogenics. And that guy, that big guy you're talking about, I won't mention his name, but that big guy who's the poster boy for Cytogenics, I sat with him for 2 weeks, training and going over things. And that's how I first got into this field. The unfortunate thing with Cytogenics is that they charged way too much money for my patients, and it really turned me off. I separated and went on my own. Also, Cytogenics, since it's a big bureaucracy, it's actually, I believe, not doing that well. There are too many doctors at the top. They're making some mistakes. As far as getting anything done, they all have to agree. Get two doctors to agree. It's very difficult. So I don't think they're doing a good service. They're not individualizing their therapy. They're not on the cutting edge anymore, age management medicine. And I'm able to do things now that Cytogenics doesn't even permit. So, legal. I mean, I go by the book. I only use medical evidence to show do what I do.
Yeah, and a lot of guys, from what I understand, that come down to your clinic, like they'll do the Gaines wave, or they'll get like the Gaines wave and the P shot, you know, men or women, and then you also have like different hormones, like you do blood testing, for example, and actually do different hormonal protocols with them as well.
Absolutely, you know, by definition, as I said, as we age, we lose hormone. That's the nature of our hormone producing organs. They don't function as well. Some people lose the hormones quicker than others. And during that process, we start developing Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, diabetes, heart disease, frailty, fractured hips. Even cancer goes up as we age. When we add hormones back, and of course doing everything else well, lifestyle, when we add all that back, we can decrease the incidence of all the degenerative diseases of aging. And it's not just my opinion. It's supported in the medical literature over and over and over again. But it flies in the face of Big Pharma. Big Pharma wants to put Band-Aids on to sell their patentable products. You know what? Here's something. You can't patent testosterone because it's a hormone that is bioidentical. There's no one can claim they own it.
Yeah,
that's
a good point.
Yeah, of course, there are strict regulations.
Unlike Viagra, for example, which is patentable, right? Because it's an unnatural component. It's like lab fabricated sildenafil.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So, basically,
for women,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, for women, of course, during the menopause, they actually lose 100% of a few of these hormones: testosterone, progesterone, estrogen. At menopause. So men, of course, go down gradually over the years. Women go through that and they lose everything. So that's why they degenerate real rapidly after menopause, unless they're treated with hormone replacement. I work with half of my patients are women. Half of the population is women. I want to help them.
Wow. Okay. So for people to basically get this protocol done, they would go to your website, which is Gaineswave, just like it sounds like Gaineswave.com. And then they could find a doctor in their area, like by just putting in their zip code. Or, I guess if you're listening in, you want Dr. Gaines to do it, they have graciously offered for you to get a discount if you decide you want to go down to Miami and just have it done where I got it.
Absolutely.
Done. And you guys are building like this big new facility down there too, right? Near the ocean there, down on the coast.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in Aventura, Florida, we're in North Miami, and, we outgrew because of Gainesway, we've outgrown the facility that we're in. We have 28 people, and we need room for them all. So we actually have rented a spot for half the staff, and we purchased the top floor of this building, which is going to be finished in a year. And it's very exciting. We actually have signage, so when you come down, you'll be able to see a big sign saying
"Cool."
It'll probably say "Health." It might say "Health Gains." We don't know yet. Gains or Gainesway.
Well, I think it's going to take off. I mean, if people experience what I got out of it, I think this is, I mean, I just hadn't heard about it before. I mean, more people need to know about how to do this versus like ordering Viagra, getting a prescription for Viagra, or God forbid, going to like, you know, some world pharma online international pharmacy and ordering some pill to their home. I mean, this stuff is pretty cool. And,
I'm not complaining. So what I'll do for you guys who are listening in, guys or girls, is I'll put a link to the Gainswave website along with the special offer for if you go to one of their clinics and you want to like mention my name or mention this podcast, specifically the Florida clinic, they'll cut you a deal down there. Go fly there, spend some time on the beach, take some walks, soaking up the sunshine like I did, and get your, get your genitals shocked to an extreme amount of life. So go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/gains too if you want to just access the show notes. That's G-A-I-N-E-S or G-A-I-N-S, whichever you'd prefer. And Dr. Gaines, I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing all this stuff with us. This is incredibly fascinating and I think really useful for folks.
Thanks, Ben. I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll be talking soon.
Absolutely. And for those of you listening in, until next time, I'm Ben Greenfield along with Dr. Richard Gaines from Gaines Wave, signing out from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Have a healthy week.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to BenGreenfieldFitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice.